Can you hear that? That's the sound of Desperados Clubhouse this festival season. And that's the sound of you jumping in the air, covering yourself in glitter, getting your party on. Win tickets to join us at the Desperados Clubhouse at We Are Festival, Bestival and Boomtown. Purchase promotional packs of Desperados in-store and online for the chance to win. Reclaim the party. Visit www.desperados.com/festivals. Full promotion terms, price details and no purchase entry for residents in Northern Ireland. Over 18s only. Learn the facts at drinkaware.co.uk. Always drink responsibly.
Stephen Fry here. My new podcast series, Great Leap Years, is brought to you by our innovative friends Hyundai, who with the invention of Hyundai Click to Buy, made it quick and easy to purchase a new Hyundai in the same place you buy everything else, online. It doesn't sound like a new idea, but like all good inventions, it feels like it's been around forever. And to get my new podcast series, visit stephenfry.com/greatleapyears.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the bird,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
Megan the Slayer Taylor,
Susie going toe-to-tobin,
Ava Nagila Weber,
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Andrea, get your ducks in a row, Blaze.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fine motherfucker.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens. Crappens.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me, as usual, is my trusty, lovely partner in crime, Ronnie Karam. How's it going?
Well, hello, Bean.
Oh, hi. Ronnie also is the co-host of the Rose Pricks Bachelor Roast podcast, so go check that out. And we are here today to talk some Real Housewives of Potomac. But first, we have, like, cool shit to talk about, which is thanks to all of you guys and a little boost from Patricia Altschul from Southern Charm. We, for the first time ever, hit number one on iTunes over the weekend in TV and film, and that is so cool. I can't believe we hit number one.
I know, that was so exciting.
I know. So thank you everyone who has been with us and has helped us power to that position, and all the newbies, welcome to the show. Also, another super exciting thing is that today a giant profile of us came out in the Arizona Republic, right? Perfect timing, right ahead of our show on Thursday. So that was super cool. I think that was our biggest article about us in America, right? Because we had a profile in a New Zealand publication, but this is the first time by like a legit American newspaper that we've had a profile, and that's like, it's cool.
Yeah, it was super exciting. Thank you, Garrett, over there in Arizona.
Yeah. Which is a great segue because we are doing a show in Phoenix this Thursday. We are coming down to the wire. It's going to be so exciting and also so very, very hot. To get tickets for that, go to watchcrappens.com. And then 2 days later, we're heading up to San Francisco right in the thick of Gay Pride weekend to do our Southern Charm recap, and we may have a special surprise that weekend for that show as well. So, everything is at watchercrappens.com. You got to come to the shows. They're awesome. They're great.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything. No, it's going to be super, super fun. So go do that. And now we can just move on with our show here. Watch What Crappens.
Well, let's do it, you little Ben Junie June.
Let's do it. Let's talk some Potomac, shall we?
Yes, please. This show. Oh, my God.
So funny.
So we are doing something different this week because since we're waiting for Real Housewives of Orange County to return, and it looks like Shaw's is coming back soon, We've got a little spot on our schedule open. So last week we covered Million Dollar Listing New York, and I personally will throw myself under a bus before I ever cover that again. So this week, instead of that, we're going to do a little sampler poo-poo platter, and we watched Your Husband is Cheating on Us after Potomac last night to cover for tomorrow's episode.
Oh, yeah. Well, not instead of Potomac. Did you say instead of Potomac?
No. Tomorrow. We watched after Potomac to cover for tomorrow's episode.
That's important. Yeah. So for tomorrow's episode, if you want to make sense, watch Your Husband is Cheating on Us.
Yes. Oh my God, that show. So the whole Sunday night had me cracking up. Like my lungs hurt when I was done. Well, smoking a lot, but also just laughing my butt off. Because geez, both of these shows were so good.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Your Husband is Cheating on Us is hilarious. I mean, I thought it was funny last week, and last night, I was fully guffawing, like making noise. I like two times I paused, laughed, rewound, watched again, and laughed. I could not believe how funny the show was.
I was shocked how much I laughed at that show.
Yeah. Makes me sad that we weren't supporting it all along.
I know. So I just wanted to say, just watch that so you'll know what we're covering tomorrow. But for Real Housewives of Potomac, I turned it on late. This is the first thing I hear. If I see Giselle at that event, I will respect her booth. Only this fucking show. Oh, God.
So it opens up at the O'Huger event, which is where we left off last week with a to be continued because Giselle and Robin walked in looking to start trouble, which is what they do every season, because Karen had invited Kendall, a.k.a. Sherman's ex, to this this gala event.
Yes. So Giselle comes in just looking around like, where is she?
Yeah.
Where is she? Like raring to go. And why did I put stop and football pointing?
Because
they stopped. They pressed pause and they were like, ding, ding. Like,
there's Giselle. There's Kendall.
So then Giselle dips into the crappens pool.
Yeah.
And she's like, Karen has no idea why we broke up. So for her to invite Sherman's horse face of an ex wife is a new level of messy.
Yeah, and then they actually like had a close up shot of Kendall laughing and like baring her gums. I was like, oh, that is so mean. But I'm not going to argue with Giselle.
I know. I wish I could hate Giselle for the horse face jokes because they are cruel and vulgar. But we've been making them for 6 years on Vanderpump Rules. So.
Yeah, exactly. So Giselle's like, this is a new level of messiness. I'm like, I think it's actually like a fairly standard, well-established level of messiness, especially for this show.
Yeah. So Giselle tells her, Karen, let's talk. And Karen's like, after dinner, what are you doing? What are you doing? After dinner, can't we eat? Oh, what are you doing? Oh, security! Security! Well,
this is what I love. This is what I love. Because first Giselle's like, can we just talk in the situation room? And you know that Sasha somewhere's like, is that like a sampan room? But then Karen's like,
can you drink situation?
It's situation, a type of sampan. So then Karen's like, after dinner. And Giselle's like, oh, well, we can talk now. She's like, no, we're done. We're done. We're good. We're good. And there's Giselle, what are you talking about? I was like, I love that she just like immediately, instinctually started to be like, no. This is over. This is over before she even knew what was going on. She just goes into Karen Huger, security mode.
Security, I want them to go because their heart is not in the right place. Okay. Could you imagine security being called for that reason anywhere else?
Yeah. They've got regular jeans on. They got regular jeans on. Their heart is not in the right place. I'm like, Michael is there in a gingham shirt without even a tie and no blazer.
So we're going to have to ask you to leave. Your heart is not in the right place to be at this Ross, okay?
Heart security. We're done.
Michael, last week had that big open gapey, like scabby thing on his nose, which is gross, and it's still gaping this week. But now he has one eye that's... Now he has one eye that's kind of bloodshot and half closed. Is Ashley beating Michael? What is happening?
Well, it would be about time.
He's falling apart.
Yeah.
So Karen's like, well, the minute I saw Giselle, I set off alarms. The matriarch of our family is here. This is personal to me. Now get the hell out of here.
And we see a montage of Giselle getting kicked out of all sorts of places over the past three seasons, which is amazing. So it's always somebody like, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, Giselle. Giselle, security. Giselle, you have to leave. You have to leave this house right now. She's just so used to it at this point. She doesn't even get mad.
And she just always has that, like, wide-eyed, blinky look. Like, what?
And Karen's, like, stroking Raven's face. And be like, we're above them. Hence, that's why you have security. Security! Security! Get my daughter out of here.
I love that her daughter is always like, oh! Like, she looks like she's always about to break down crying at any moment.
So, Robin and Giselle are outside. So, Charisse and Ashley come outside to basically get the gossip about what's going on. And Giselle starts talking about how Karen was being shady about not going to Robin's event, saying that, you know, she said she was going to go, and then she said she wasn't, and then she went to, you know, how she's a liar, all that stuff.
Well, there's a couple things here that's important, because Giselle just goes, Giselle never has a leg to stand on, I feel like. I feel like she's just always so wrong. So here, she's like, well, she said she was going to come to this party, but she didn't RSVP, and that is costing Robin money, which is very important, because that's really what this fight is. Robin is mad that Monique invited all the people who were going to donate to her bullshit charity to Monique's bullshit charity. And that's really why they're mad, which actually makes sense, because last week I was so confused. I'm like, who cares?
Well, I think it's also, no, I mean, if there was like food that was being served and they were charged a certain amount per head, that probably cost her money. And on top of that, you know, the fewer women that are at her event, the less camera time it gets on the show. And that's really what she wants, you know?
Yes. Well, we're talking about, like, what a thieving, you know, tricky little biatch Karen is being. And Giselle is standing right in front of a sign that says investment building, which I guess is where this party took place, which is cracking me up. And she's like, she's costing Robin money. And Robin was the only one to listen to your tax evasion story. I was like, yeah. And then she went, like, the next day and told everybody what a loser Karen is.
Yeah. What an a-hole. So, and Charisse is like, normally, Robin is positive and it's disappointing that she'll allow someone to take her down several levels.
Yeah, that's Robin.
So now,
so positive. Everybody knows Robin is the most positive.
Exactly. Person. So now Charisse is explaining yet again to Robin that Monique invited her to her event like over a month ago. And, you know, and that's why she didn't go. And like, I'm mad that I'm being forced to take Charisse's side on this, because that should be end of story right there. She was invited first, so she already had an obligation. And Giselle's like, you go to galas all the time, ma. And she's like, I'm talking to Robin. Talking to Robin.
And Robin's like, so why was that one special? And she's like, I made a commitment, okay? I'm sorry that I didn't know that you put so much effort into it. And then Robin's like, this lets me know where her loyalty lies, okay? And then they show Charisse's boyfriend, Ray, standing behind her, just scared. BJ. He's like, oh my god, please don't hurt me. What was his name?
I think his name is BJ.
Oh, I wrote
his,
down.
I don't think he's really her boyfriend. I think it's just like, I think
date,
he's a gay.
Her date. Yeah. Her date. Yeah.
So she's like, well, you're not personally attached to a charity. I am. It's like, what charity are you attached to, Charisse?
Ray.
Hoverboard charities?
That date behind her. She's like, I'm literally attached to a charity. He's like chained to her wrist.
So then we go back inside the gala, which, you know, at the beginning of the episode, it looked like, oh, wow, Karen got her shit together. She's really having a gala. But now it's just like, it looks like it's 50 people in a fluorescent lit room, you know?
The investment building. So Carson Kressley's in there. He's like, Karen's husband is the black Bill Gates, okay? Where's the gay Bill Gates? I'm looking to get in on that .com bubble, okay, baby? Like,
I think his name is Tim Cook. He actually runs Apple and he's gay. So that's the gay. That's literally the gay Bill Gates.
Also, the dot-com bubble was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, and Carson, just like the TV show was.
Carson really exfoliates that face. He looks like kind of like an old little baby face. He's got like a fresh red little baby face, like he just came out.
I feel like he looks more or less the same as he did, you know, 15 years ago when Queer Eye first came out. So bravo to him. Ah, get it? Karen gets up on stage to make her speech. She goes, tonight, we're here to start a movement. As in, you're all moving out of here. Security! Security!
Ray, why are you pooping yourself?
You said to make a movement.
No, Ray!
Security, get Ray's movement out of here. Security, your bowels are not in the right place.
So, let's see. So Ashley goes back in, and the a-holes, Giselle and Robin are like, oh, you're going to go back in? Oh, you're going back in now? She's like, yes, Amy. And then Giz goes, we're blowing this populace, Dan. I was like, what? I rewound it 3 times. So I was like, what is she talking about?
I totally missed that, probably for good reason. I was probably being escorted out of my own apartment by Karen Security. But no, this gal is not for you to watch.
Please escort Ben out of the popular stam.
Your couch is not in the right place. Please, security, get Ben out of his apartment.
There are certain things I just obsess over because I was like, okay, this popsicle stand, you know. So I was like, did she just say that? I love that saying. Speaking of old people, I'm like, oh, blow this popsicle stand. What a saying. So I kept rewinding it, and I still couldn't figure it out. And I was hoping today. I was like, Ben's going to know what they said.
No, I didn't. So now they're talking. Monique and Ashley and Michael are at the table talking. And talking about how they have to write their checks to Icon Enterprises. And Michael's like, I'm not writing any checks to Icon anything. Icon. Get it? Icon.
What is it? A little case I and then con? I was like, okay, are you saying that she's a con? Or are you saying that she's trying to like copy an iPhone? Like, what's happening?
Anyway, so we now move over to Candace and Chris still toiling away at their wedding. So Candace, they're trying to cut people from the guest list. And, you know, Chris is like, have you called your dad yet? And she's like, no. He's like, well, you got to call your dad. She's like, I don't want to call him. Okay, I'll call him. So she FaceTimes her dad. FaceTime.
Hi, Dad!
She's all, like, cheerleading in front of her dad. He's like, hi, I am actually a surgeon, so it would be awesome if you weren't just calling me for money right now. I have
Why are you always putting me in the middle? Dad.
Candy in the middle.
Yeah.
It's about that kid who grew up in a totally normal family, but all he really wants to do is have a good wedding.
I guess you don't want me to be happy the rest of my life, Dad, huh? So,
he's like, no, that's ridiculous. Okay. Yeah. Also, she says, well, my mom is giving 100. My dad said he would give 20. And then we're putting in 20 ourselves. So I was like, that's your mother's money too, by the way.
And also, you're at $140,000, which is more than enough to have, like,
yes,
six
especially
weddings
for hit, not when it's his, like, first wedding, you know? And she's like, well, it's his second wedding, and it was very simple the first time, but I'm looking at a wedding with fresh eyes. No,
Shut
you're
up.
Still married.
Fresh
but
eyes.
Also, her dad says, I'm already giving you 50.
No, he says, I'm giving you 20, because basically the mom called up and was like, you need to give 50. And he's like, okay. And she's like, so is there any more money in the bank? He's like, no. He's like, this is, you know, in his mind, he's like, this is ridiculous, you know, like, and, you know, the mom is pressuring him to put in 50K. Like, he's probably like, you know what? They're all crazy right now.
Yes. And then Chris is like, well, I told you we can reel it in. She's, there's nothing to reel in, Chris. And he's like, trees. Okay. Reel in the trees. We don't need trees.
She's like, yes, we do. And he's like, listen. There's a budget, and, like, part of having a budget is that you have to stay in the budget. She's like, okay, now you're being a smartass. I'm like, there's nothing smartass about that. He is explaining basic financial concepts to you.
Yes, I wrote, never fuck with a girl with a pink computer case, because they always have a temper. Like, I've never known a girl with pink stuff like that who's not, like, crazy when she gets mad. Also, I wrote down at the beginning of the scene, I was like, she already has a new computer cover. She must have a temper. Because last week it was, like, this gray marble cover, and this week it's, like, pink lattice. I'm like, which means, she probably threw that computer someplace.
Yeah, which means one of two things. Either, wow, she either threw the computer someplace, or she actually spends time, like, choosing an outfit for her computer. Like, she has several different cases, like, today I'm gonna put the pink one on, computey. It's
like, really? Which is just as scary, you know, as a personality. So next up, right when I write down, never piss off a girl with a pink computer, they always have a temper, we cut to Giselle with her pink iPad case. And I was like, see? I just wrote really big in my own notes, like, wait, you're talking to yourself now, Ronnie. Okay.
Well, at least it doesn't have ears. You know, like, I don't understand people who get iPad and, like, iPhone cases that have, like, ears on them or little feet. Like,
I know.
Where do you put those things? That is entitlement right there. Because if you're putting your iPhone into your pocket, there's no room for ears and little feet. That means that you have a bag.
You know who else hates that? Speaking of, Tim Cook. I mean, he's probably like, we really make an effort to keep these fucking phones thin, and then you people put stuffed animals on them. Like,
I know. Carson, that should be your thing. You should go up to him and be like, you know what's the worst? Bunny ears on an iPhone case. Am I right, Tim Cook?
He's like, I really want in on that flip phone bubble. So Giselle. So Giselle gets an intern.
Yeah, intern.
Yeah, basically like a Robin. Don't mind me. It's like a spiritual Robin twin. You know, she's like, hi.
Do you have Mora energy? Yeah.
She's like, hi.
Mora.
She's like, hi.
Okay, there we go.
Sorry, I was just pulling a Ronnie. I was actually hacking up a lung and I put it on mute. Little nefarious piece of Cliff Bar. I've moved on from Think Thin, by the way. Everyone, this is important for you guys to know. I have decided I no longer am endorsing the the Think Thin brand because sometimes those bars are just unreliably chalky, and it's happening too many times. And so I've moved on to the Cliff Builder series. It is the Builder's Protein Chocolate Peanut Butter Cliff Bar, everyone.
Can I confess something to you while we're confessing?
Yes.
So right now, I'm obsessing over people's iPhone cases. Guess what I've been doing while I've been talking about that without even realizing it? What? I ordered a new iPhone case and a new little wallet strap from Amazon, and it's like a different color because I was like, I want a new color for Phoenix. And I swear to God, that's what I'm working on right now while I was talking about it. I'm such a fucking hypocrite, but it isn't pink.
Okay. As long as it's not pink, you know, yeah. Frankie Grande.
Sick person.
Anyway, Giselle has an intern. And Giselle was like, where's your notebook? Is that what you were talking about before?
Yes. And Giselle's like, oh, before the intern gets there, she's staring at her computer, her iPad. She's like, God, I'm working. And this takes so much. I'm like, that is a Weebly site. I just made one for Rose Prick yesterday. And you're not even making it. It's already up there. Stop acting like you're designing your site. Giselle.
So the intern comes and she's like, where is your notebook? And she's like, well, I'm taking notes on the phone. She's like, on the phone? She's like, well, I might lose my notebook, but I'll never forget my phone. And Giselle's like, all right.
Oh, you young whipper snapper.
So the big thing is that the Congressional Black Caucus is putting on this event that highlights black business owners. And Giselle is going to be bringing Every Hue Beauty there. And I mean, Every Hue Beauty is really actually killing it. Like, I was like, I'm gonna Google this to see what's going on, because, you know, she said she got into Target, but she really did get into, like, it's not just a Target, it's like in Target. And there was even an article, it was like in an article in Refinery29, and the article didn't even mention Giselle, which is actually the true mark of success. Because if they had been like, this every Hue Beauty from, you know, Real Housewives star Giselle Bryant, it kind of sullies it. But this shows that she was able to launch a brand without, like, sort of like Skinny Girl. Well, I guess everyone knows Bethany, but you know what I'm saying? It's not like...
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's the thing is, there's so many things that I like about Giselle, and actually respect about Giselle, but she's one of my most hated housewives of all time. And you know who else? But I'd probably be friends with her. Tamara Barney's another one that I just cannot stand the woman. I think she's satanic, but I'm like, oh, I could drink with her. Like, we'd have fun. You know, right. It's something that I can't quite understand about myself, but I feel like that with Giselle. And you know what other business is doing really well with Giselle around?
What?
Edges. Giselle has glued some kind of lace front. It's like a Judice edge. It's like halfway down her face. Did you notice that?
I did not notice it. I was more distracted by her periwinkle oversized napkin top.
Well, we've got every little thing about Giselle in the scene. Her iPad case.
Her accessories, her top, her edges.
But yay, business. Okay, so Ashley is at home with Geronimo, which is, that's why you married an annoying person. Those people who do the Geronimo in the swimming pool are the most obnoxious people at the pool.
And you know that Michael does it every single time.
Yes, he's like, Geronimo!
Geronimo. So she's at home with the dog, and so she calls up her Uncle Rodney, also known as Uncle Lump, and...
It's really Robin.
Yeah. Hi. No, this isn't Lump.
Why do people keep calling me that?
So Ashley basically tells Lump about the conversation that she had with Michael last episode, where he's like, well, you know, I don't know if I can have a baby with you because you have too many things that you got from your mother, and she's a terrible mom to you, so I don't want you to be a terrible mom to our child. So he's basically like, he's full of shit, and he just likes having a trophy wife, and he doesn't want to have a kid.
And Ashley's like, but I don't want to be just a trophy. He's like, guess who else does it? Trophies.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody's goal is just to be like some piece of gold or like plastic spray-painted gold?
And then they have a close-up of Geronimo's sad eyes. You know, the dog's like, oh, I knew this day would come when she'd finally realize she's a trophy wife. Woof.
Well, everybody's been saying this forever, but I love that she pretends she's here. First of all, she's like, I love Uncle. He's so blunt. I'm like, blunt Uncle Lump, eh? But she's like, he's like, he just wants a trophy wife. He doesn't want a kid, Ashley. She's like, oh, he doesn't want a kid. I wish he had just been up front instead of dragging me along.
Girl, how many red flags do you need? Okay, how many times does he have to, like, stroke another cast member's boyfriend's ass? How many times does he have to show up on Grindr? And how many times does he have to show up and just be Michael, you know, for you to realize there's not going to be a baby here?
And she tries to act all strong. She's like, well, unfortunately, if there's no baby, I would have to move on and try to live the rest of my life without him. I'm like, way to stand up for yourself right after you signed a second prenup, you dodo.
Yeah, exactly.
See? Now, Riley.
Don't want no breaks.
Don't need no breaks. But we have to take a break right now.
Every single fresh Tesco berry, absolutely all of them, are hand-picked and chilled within 60 minutes for ripeness. I'd love to show you them, all deliciously juicy. But this is the radio. It's a daft place to show you how good they look. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
So then we go to a gym where Giselle and Ashley meet up at a gym of some sort. And Giselle's like, you know, I know that Ashley is young and perky, but why do we always have to work out when we hang out? Can we just sit back and do nothing?
And so then we have a dueling workout scene. And the other workout place is Karen, Candy, and Monique.
Yeah.
And Karen's like, Candy and Monique are a breath of fresh air because they judge on facts and not fiction. The healthy fun.
Security, get this rotten air out of here. I want my fresh air. Fresh air only. Security, get rid of Coach G. Thank you.
So Candy's like, Southern girls don't sweat. It is daunting, but I'll do whatever it takes to be ready for that wedding. Except get a job.
Yeah.
Okay? Get a goddamn job.
Or take away those trees. Yeah, exactly. So it's like a dueling scene of like Coach G, hot Coach G, you know, barking, like, you know, like a boot camp sort of situation. And the other girls are on the trampolines, and Robin shows up late. She's like, sorry. And she's just like on a trampoline. And then finally, you know, it's like they break. You know, the instructors go into the, you know, the way it goes. Like, well, I'm going to go into this other room here for no good reason except to let you guys talk.
We've worked out for 5 minutes. I'll be in the other room while I earn this day rate.
Yeah.
So Ashley is asking why how Giselle got kicked out this quickly. But I don't think it's her record because Monique kicked her out in record time. Did she even make it to the backyard at Monique's house?
Oh, no. She was in. This was faster than Monique's.
No, you're right, because they had the fight in front of the fish tank first.
Yeah, because they were, because everyone was outside and Giselle was staying inside, etc. So, anyway, so actually what was funny is before Coach G even left, Monique started complaining. She's like, you know, people can't get it worked out right now, not even for charity, because she's like talking about whatever. And he just like looks at her and he goes, all right. And he just like walks out. He's like, I don't know what you bitches are talking about right now.
He literally says, like, while you guys deal with this, I'm leaving. Like, he's like, I'm not going to be here for that.
So
she's like, how'd you get kicked out so fast? And Giselle goes, well, she wanted to eat first. And we said no.
I mean, well, Karen, she tells her version. And Karen's like, well, I had to simply kick them out of security because, you know, they came in here looking for a fight. Karen, you know, Giselle walks in and she goes, Karen, I need to talk to you right now. I'm like, that's not what happened.
I'm on board for Alzheimer's. And then Giselle comes in with her Liberati jacket. And I just couldn't let it happen.
We're doing a movement here. A movement.
I'm on board for charity Alzheimer's movement.
Checks made out to my company. It's so disappointing because what brought us together initially was charity. Security.
And then back with Giselle, she's like, I don't get what's in her mouth. Truths? Lies? Explain why you don't have a charity, a 501c3, Karen. And Robin's like, yeah, set up your 501c3 in 5 seconds.
501c3!
It's like, oh god, these two just figured out what that fucking website is. Not TurboTax.
LegalZoom.
LegalZoom. Thank you.
Well, because that's the difference, is that they actually have access to DSL or like a cable modem, whereas Karen's still doing like dial-up. Ray, could you fax Apple and ask them what's going on with our dial-up?
Ray, could you bring me the Google?
He just brings her a phone book.
Like, thank you, Ray.
Thank you, Ray. You're so helpful at all times.
Let your fingers do the walking.
This scene was also notable because every time I cut back and forth between Giselle and Karen in their interviews, it was like the ultimate battle of priv faces. Like, priv yellow was going strong last night.
It was. Someone put it. Never mind. I forgot it. I'm so sick of like destroying people's tweets.
Yeah.
I'm like, remember when someone tweeted Diet Coke Karen cigarette?
It makes no sense.
That was me, actually. So, so the producer asked Karen, so how much money were you able to donate after the event? She goes, ha ha ha. We had a very successful financial fundraiser for Alzheimer's. I never quoted it. I never will. I never did. That's public information if people wanted to dig it up. I'm like, what?
No, it's not.
Why don't you want to brag about how much money you donated? You like it from all, I mean, more or less, you had a bunch of people there. Don't you want to brag? You're a charity, supposedly.
It is hilarious that the producers just keep trying to catch Karen. I mean, it's one of the only Housewives they'll show you the producer like, could you prove that Siri does that when you try and tell her to type things out? She's like, nope, will not, have not, do not. Siri not.
My conversations with Siri are personally confidential. It's client Siri privacy.
So back at the other workout place, Robin's like, you know, I know it seems like Giselle has a really tough exterior, but it's just how she copes. Oh, okay. Giselle's really a giving person.
Yeah.
Okay. And then Robin is sitting in front of blank bookshelves. By the way, I had to point that out.
So Ash, and of course, Ashley is trying to stir the pot with Giselle and Kendall and being like, wow, it seems so underhanded that Karen would invite Kendall. That's just so underhanded. I was like, there goes Ashley. Always have to stir the pot.
You know,
if I'm going to worry about Sherman's ex-wife of 6 years ago, something is wrong with me. I don't care about the hay, the carrots, the sugar cubes, the Kindle needs to eat.
Do the dressage. I don't care. So, yeah.
But it's hurtful that Karen would do this to hurt me. I'm like, well, do you care or not?
Yeah, exactly. And like, have you seen all the stuff you've done to Karen and anyone else? I mean,
yes. You deserved it. And Karen is just lie.
Yeah.
So we cut back to Karen, and she's like, well, I've known Kendall for 20 years. 20 years! I mean, we have the same hairdresser sometimes. Well, we used to. Back in the day, same hair salon.
Like, I've been in Potomac for more than 20 years. 20 years I've been in Potomac. I mean, actually, technically, it's been like 7 years, and then I had 13 years where I was living next to a car dealership in Minnesota called Potomac. Potomac Pontiac. It's great. Got a Bonneville.
Ooh, we go to the same hair salon. We both like M&Ms. We both have phones with Siri on them. So there's that.
I love playing this game called Dots. It reminds me of Aunt Dot. She's a matriarch.
How dare you come after Aunt Dot?
So Monique's
security,
like, well,
I'd like you to escort these angry birds off of my phone. Thank you. This is not a place for angry birds. This is only a place for dignified,
security,
ladylike birds.
These angry birds are not coming from their hearts in the right place. Okay?
I don't know what sort of birds want to attack my pigs, but I will not have it. Security.
Throwing birds at pigs. So Monique goes, my mindset is I enjoy Kendall, but I'm a decent woman. So I'm not going to put Giselle in that position. So Charisse calls Robin while they're still all gathered at the working place. And she's like, the. And Robin's like, well, I didn't expect to hear from you. And she goes, I think we should go to dinner, Robin. Yeah. And Robin goes, well, yeah, maybe we should, because I don't like that you cussed us out.
You tried to bully me. I'm like, Charisse, If you're going to do the bully card, you got to do it better.
It's like she could never even help bullied kids. They wouldn't know what she's saying. Like, it got better.
They're like, yeah. What?
It got better.
It got better.
So now all of a, so now the show is suddenly pivoting towards making Monique the villain, which is hilarious because it seemed like she was having a good edit. And now they're like, well, it seems like Monique is using Charisse to take all her friends' social climbing. Oh, is this the angle? I guess, okay, this is the angle.
So on last week's episode, I read the Instagram post by Charisse where she's like, it's all in the editing. I don't care who's friends with who. I'm not in with her like that. Remember?
Yeah.
It was like a page long. And now this episode, it's like, oh, is it editing again? Because you literally go to a lunch to talk about it.
So now we go to Candace, who goes to visit Ashley at Oz. And they sat at like a little lounge table. And I'm like, Ashley, you are the owner of this restaurant. Can you not get a better table for yourself? Come on now.
I know it's like a preschool table. And yeah. They're sitting at all these painted like bamboo sticks. And then behind them are stuffed bear koalas climbing trees.
I just hate, like going to a restaurant and then sitting at like a cocktail table where, you know, it's like lower than your knees. So you have to like hunch over to cut your food. And then it's, you got to like bring it all the way up. And like the probability of something dripping off of your fork and staining your clothes is so high. I hate that. It's so uncomfortable. Like, proper table, please. Especially if you're the owner.
There's a lot uncomfortable about this scene. Like, they're both wearing this weird color of spearmint green.
Yes, they were.
And it's like a shade different from each other. It's just a mess. The whole scene is a mess. But I was cracking up that they just kept cutting to these stuffed bear koalas. Like, delicious. Like, it's not awkward enough eating koala bear.
Now you get to see what you're eating. We're starting to see some cracks in their friendship because Candace is saying that Ashley isn't the same when she's around Giselle and Robin, that she becomes, there's the green-eyed magic or whatever, voodoo is working on Ashley when she's with them. So we're seeing that this friendship that started the season strong is now starting to fall apart.
Right, and Ashley's like, well, you know, I understand how hard weddings are because Michael thinks I'm becoming my mom.
I was like, what? And then Candace is like, well, that's bullshit, and maybe he just doesn't want kids. And Ashley's like, oh, that is so interesting that you say that. That is crazy.
My uncle says the same thing, and so does every single person who ever even just sees us and doesn't hear us talk. It's that so obvious.
Next, Robin and Charisse meet at a place called Range.
I heard that too in caps. Robin and Range. So Charisse is vegan now, and she's like, how's your vegan diet going? I had a fifth. Yeah, me too.
I put, Robin's flower pants are cute. Charisse's flower lace shirt is not cute. Why do I need to write this? I don't know.
No, there that's you important go, to observe. It's important to observe.
I feel like I'm never nice to Robin. So I'm like, whoa, I love her haircut.
I think Robin's really beautiful. It's there.
Yes, yeah, she's stunning, but God, what an asshole.
Oh, you know, I used to really like Robin. I don't know why this season she's just like, She is kind of an asshole this season, though. Sure.
They're like, oh, let's get some fried French toast. Look what they get. Oh, let's get some pretzel rolls. Again, I love how Robin orders. Okay, there's another nice thing I said about Robin. So she's like, oh, so how are you doing? And Charisse is like, I'm sorry I wasn't at your event. But I did not
that
know.
Exactly like her. I wasn't at your event.
I did not know it was solely your event.
Yeah, because Robin says that Charisse is pulling away from her now that she's friends with Monique. So that's why. Robin's like, well, your response was so quick. I mean, it just seemed like you would change your side, which is such an immature thing to say.
Yeah. Such and she's like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that's Robin for you. I mean, they just went into somebody's Alzheimer's event to scream at them. Like, yeah. There you go. There's Robin and Giselle for you. So she's like, well, how do you feel about Monique calling your friends and inviting them to her events instead of letting me have them, basically?
Yeah, turning her against Monique. And Teresa's like, well, now I'm having some feelings about Monique because, you know, I feel like she's just, you know, she says this whole thing about, they start talking about the fact that Monique is using all her friends, and Robin's like, I feel like she's thirsty to become that socialite, and Charisse is like, clearly. And I'm like, does this mean that Monique is the Alex McCord of Potomac?
How so? Wait.
I'm like, ha-ha. You're like, ha-ha. Wait.
What?
Alex McCord, her whole thing on Real Housewives of New York was that she was upwardly mobile. Like, she just wanted to be, she wanted to be like with old money, right? Remember do you remember season one when she was like, she and Simon went to like opening night at the Met, but they didn't actually see a show. They just hung out at the lobby just to be seen. And they'd be like, oh, look, we're in Page Six. Like, they were the ones that wanted to be so badly at the top of society.
Yeah. Well, but Monique's like, you know, worth 18,000 of the McCords.
That's true.
But Charisse is just so delusional. She's like, well, I am all about helping her when she got the Potomac. But then when we got the Hurricane Harvey event, it was all about her. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, they just showed a clip of Monique being like, it is all about your friend, Charisse. Like, giving you credit. B, that wasn't even her event. It was someone else's. And C, it was, like, thrice removed from being your event. So get over yourself, Charisse.
Exactly. So now we go over to the Congressional Black Caucus event. And setting up the Everhue beauty stand and everything, and matching women with their skin tones. And Robin shows up. I couldn't really explain what was going on with Robin's hair. It was like, how do you describe that haircut? It was like, it felt like it was from 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was kind of like an 80s throwback. It's kind of like that mullet. It's not a mullet, but it's like,
it wasn't like blatantly outdated, but it did not look right.
It was very like Stargate.
It looked very much like Century 21 Realtor.
Speaking of, Giselle has this huge poster of her just like on her back with her big weave or her beautiful hair spread behind her, her weave or whatever it is. Oh, there was a conspiracy. Well, not a conspiracy theory. A housewives conspiracy theory a couple weeks ago when people were saying that Giselle was just leaning on the wall in that hair salon and like throwing a big fit so we could all see that she has real hair. I just had to
mention it. I do think the reason why she shot in that salon was to show that she had real hair. I mean, I don't think that's why she like leaned against the wall and cried, because I remember being like, you know, I feel like the underlying message of the scene is that we're seeing this is Giselle's hair.
Yeah, which I like.
Yeah.
You see, there's like little things I like about Giselle. The fact that she's like, I'm going to cry, but it's going to be in a beauty salon where I prove I have real hair.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. So now we go over to, we're cross-cutting now, and so now we cross-cut over to Monique's home, and Karen comes up, she's like, hello, anti-security, I'm ushering myself in.
Hello, security has escorted me in because my heart is in the correct place.
And Monique reveals that she has a shark in her giant fish tank that she named the Grand Dame, which I think is hilarious, and she's like, oh, well, you know, we thought it was a girl, but turns out it's a boy. Security! Get this boy imposter shark out of my tank. The real Grand Dame is here now. I'm getting in.
The real sand shark is here now, boys.
So Monique's brother is over there, Kevin, and you can tell that they're brother and sister because they have the same laugh. Because she has kind of like a Ramona-esque laugh where it's like, ah! And then he's like, hey, girl. And I was like, oh, my God. It's two like little – it's like two window cleaners going at the same time.
That sounds lovely. So they're going to the CBC event also. So they get into the car because they Monique wants to make a good impression. She wants to start – whatever that thing is she's doing, her website, her ginseng, whatever. She wants to start networking. Karen has her scent coming out. It's in discovery. Matt, get security. It's in discovery. So they're in the car. And I actually felt bad for Monique because she's like, God, it's weird because Charisse hasn't been calling me back. And I was like, you know, first of all, that sucks when that happens. And second of all, like, ugh, like the fact that like you are being like that you were made to feel this way by Charisse of all people, like
that's just... that's not cool. And she's like, we were like real sisters, like we went deep, and I can't believe she's treating me like this. And Karen's like, well, she never calls anyone back. She's like, she calls me back. She's like, well, welcome. welcome. And this is when Karen's like, well, if I see her booth, I'll respect it, but I don't need security to help myself.
So
you'll never know what she's talking about. So Ashley shows up at the front, and Giselle is literally at the front entrance. I don't even know if she was really in this event at all, or if she just like put a poster board like right in the front.
Yeah, but she's like not unmistakable, unmissable. You cannot miss her because she's right there in the front. So Ashley's there, Charisse and BJ show up, you know, and they're all just like talking. So Karen and Monique show up. And they're just like, all right, let's just, there it is. Let's just like look the other way and like walk around and do a lap. Let's just skip it. You know, they're just going to go avoid every view.
Like, we don't see it. We don't see it. We don't see it at all.
It's like a huge poster of Giselle right in their face.
Security, please hold up a giant tree that will walk with us so we have plausible deniability about why we didn't see every hue of beauty. Security.
Security, can I get a poster with the heart that's in the right place? So Charisse is like, you see, guys, when you invite me, I will come. I'm like, yeah, you're a real field of screams over there, Charisse. So then Monique and Karen are just walking around ignoring them. And Karen goes, let's go to health and wellness first. I don't know why that made me laugh so hard, but I rewound it like 3 times.
Health and wellness. We're having a movement. We're actually moving our feet towards health and wellness right now.
So Monique's like, oh my God, I want you to meet this lady. We go to church together and she does a blog and I'm launching my blog and I need contributors. You want to work for free? Oh my God, I got my logo. And then they cut over to Robin and she's like, I got your slogan. What hue are you today?
No, I think it was, who are you today? Get it?
Who are you?
But you're saying you. So, and then Giselle's like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, then what do I say in return? I Hugh Giselle. I am Hugh Giselle.
And that's when they spot Karen and Monique lurking across the hall, basically trying to sneak out before they get spotted. And Ash is
they're standing there talking right in front. They're like 10 feet from their booth, just standing right in front of it, pretending they don't see it.
Yeah, so no, like, should we say hi or whatever? And Ash is like, I'm going to go say hi, because this is like Ash's favorite thing to do, you know, to blow up someone's spot.
Yes. So then Robin is right on it. She's like, you weren't going to say hi? And Monique's like, hi. And she's just like flicking on her phone.
Yeah.
She goes, I didn't know you were here. We just didn't see that booth. Yeah. And Giselle just does that finger on the chin thing where she's like, She goes, the first thing you can see is my face in this whole hall. What are you talking about? And Monique goes, well, we have an event tonight, so we gotta get dressed.
Yeah. And so Rob's like, you're leaving? You're running? I don't run. I walk, love. I was like, good comeback.
Like around pools. That's how I treat life. Okay, I walk.
It's more of a sidestep. It's a skip. I'm skipping to my loo.
My darling. So she's walking out, and you gotta look, she knows how to play this game, and she knows what's coming. Robin and Giselle come to her event and try and scream at her. They can't. So now they're gonna try and scream. Now Giselle sends Robin over there basically to scream at her at this event, and she's running. And so Robin doesn't take it anymore. Now she just goes, oh yeah? What about all the lying you do all the time? Liar.
And Karen, you know, and then it cuts to Karen in her interview where she's, you know, legs crossed and she's doing that, like, face going, oh, you're going to run a black woman out of Black Caucus calling a liar unfounded? You don't know me. You don't know me to be a liar, but we do know you to be a fool. Security.
Well, I wanted to tell her I'm upset because she's a liar and two-faced and not a friend. Why is she running?
I'm like, that's exactly why she's running, Robin. You just answered your own question.
Oh, God. So then Candace shows up. It's like, oh, yeah, you're on this show. And then they're like, now they all just start talking shit about Karen and Monique. Because now that Karen and Monique have run away, they're all like, they're basically trying to win Candace over to their side.
Yeah, and Giselle goes, well, you know what Karen always says is, no matter what our problems are, we support each other's businesses, which I guess she doesn't. I'm like, you just tried to show up at her thing and call her like a fake and a phony and a liar and a burglar, which is all true.
Well, probably. But Giselle never said that she supports other people's businesses. Karen's the one who said, like, despite everything, we'll support each other's business. So she is the liar.
That's true. But how is she going to support her business when she just tried to come into a party and yell at her?
And then Giselle starts turning Shasha against Monique more, and she's like, can you believe Monique came in here and didn't even say hi to you, not even to you, the person whose friends she's stealing from,
which, of course, Charisse is like, yeah, this is the truth. Ooh. So then I thought, this is the best show. Great ending. And then it goes 10 hours later, and then we see all these shots of this, like,
condo where no one's talking.
Yeah. Like, oh, and I was like, oh God, we're really going to end with a Chris and Candace scene? And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Little did I realize that this was like the funniest scene of the episode, if you ask me. I could not stop laughing at first I was like, what? And then, well, we'll just tell it. So the music is like really serious.
It's
It's like 10 hours later. The ring, her ring, is on the table. There had been a fight the night before at the CBC party. And Chris said something, called Candace something that in her heart was unforgivable. She may never, ever get over it. I was like, oh my God, please tell me he didn't say like the N-word or something. Like, that's where my mind went to. I'm sorry. I was like, oh God, he thought he had a pass. He said the N-word. He didn't, like, you know, I was like, this is terrible. No, no, no. And she's like, he called me spoiled. Call me a diva, call me a princess.
And then she keeps saying, it may seem minute, and I know you thought it was minute, but it is not minute.
Did you just hear this word? Like, what is the obsession with minute?
She actually has a pet newt. She's like, are you talking about minute?
She's all friends with Newt Gingrich.
She's like, well, I heard from minute.
He was reading Bossip, and so
Newt Gingrich on Bossip.
So he goes, well, I will continue to check you. And she's like, I didn't hear you ask me to hold your stuff or whatever.
Yeah, because basically it came down to is that he was holding her stuff, and then he needed to call the Uber, and he was like, here, you need to hold like your stuff so I can call the Uber. And she said, why? And then he was like, you're a spoiled princess. And that's what caused this, is that she didn't want to hold her own stuff while he called Uber. And she was like, I said why, as in, why don't we call the Uber? Which makes no sense, because if you wanted to say, why don't we call the Uber, you'd say, why don't you call the Uber, instead of why.
You told me what everyone else calls me, a diva, spoiled. And then he goes, yeah, but she goes, minute. And he goes,
just wait, before he says, she goes, it's now hard for me to trust you.
Oh,
a diva. So now, yeah.
So then he goes, speaking of character questioning, what was your comment to me? Oh, yeah, you texted it to me, so I have it in writing right here. You are a coward and a clone of your deadbeat father, and you can get the fuck out of my life.
God!
Yeah, that's something that spoiled people would never do. A spoiled princess would never never fight back with that.
That is vile.
Well, it's like he called her spoiled, and she just goes that low. You were a coward, a shit clone of your deadbeat father.
Yeah, and that is just fucking vile, okay? And then he goes, you know how I feel about my father. I would think. And then she goes, yeah, that's why I said it. Sorry for referencing your sperm donor. He's not cool. He's like, okay, thanks. That's all I ever wanted. What the fuck?
By the way, you know what spoiled brat princesses do? Like, if they don't get their way, they lash out in a really nasty way. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, and then she's sitting there pouting, and she's got one of those paper towels that's folded up, and she's just touching the bottom of her eye. It's like, you are not even crying.
She's been doing that all fucking season. Enough with, like, the paper towel origami, okay?
Yeah, man, the tables are turning on her.
But that was the funniest thing ever, when she literally was like, he called me spoiled. Spoiled princess. I can't trust him. I don't know if I could trust him ever again. And then she calls his dad, calls her a coward shit clone of his dad. Yeah. Come on now. Amazing.
Oh, God. And then they just end. They're like, hugs. Okay, guys, great.
Sounds like a great future for you two.
Yep. And that brings us to the end of Potomac. We will be back tomorrow with Your Husband Is Cheating on Us.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday with Below Deck. And then we're going to be in Phoenix Thursday and San Francisco Friday for Real Housewives of New York and Southern Charm, respectively.
Yes. It's going to be so good.
We will see you guys over there.
Yeah. And remember, go to watchwhatcrapins.com to get tickets to those shows.
Yep. We'll see you over there, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Can you hear that? That's the sound of Desperados Clubhouse this festival season. And that's the sound of you jumping in the air, covering yourself in glitter, getting your party on. Win tickets to join us at the Desperados Clubhouse at We Are Festival, Bestival and Boomtown. Purchase promotional packs of Desperados in-store and online for the chance to win. Reclaim the party. Visit www.desperados.com/festivals for promotion terms, price details and no purchase entry for residents in Northern Ireland. Over 18s only. Learn the facts at drinkaware.co.uk. Always drink responsibly.
Every single fresh Tesco berry, absolutely all of them, are hand-picked and chilled within 60 minutes for ripeness. I'd love to show you them, all deliciously juicy. But this is the radio. It's a daft place to show you how good they look. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.